Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Joshua DeGracia is the founder of No God, No Love, a ministry that focuses on expanding God's love and word to the world through blogging, faith-based conferences, and Christian apparel inspired by biblical principles. He guest speaks at various churches, organizations, and primarily focuses on relationships and dating. Of course, he's going to talk about that in a few moments. But we pause at the beginning of our show just to let you know the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know, dear friend, that no matter what you face, what you're going through, what season of life you might be in the very midst of that, Jesus Christ is calling you. He wants you to know that he loves you. He knows you. And nothing is a surprise to him, though it may be a surprise to you or me or Josh. He loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to himself. Would you turn to him? Would you open your heart to Jesus and receive him as your own personal Savior and Lord and follow him and serve him and receive his love and love others and love yourself as God loves you? Joshua knows about that. He's experienced a relationship with Christ who's going to give us more on that. But he brings a fresh voice, a perspective to dating that inspires men and women that are either dating or in their single season of life. His ministry hosts a yearly faith-based relationship dating conference that is growing year by year. He works at Kalani High School and enjoys playing sports, reading, outdoor activities, and he is a part of the Explicit Ministry. Josh, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Danny. Thank you for being here. And all you listeners out there, just want to thank you guys for tuning in today.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Waipio Gentry, played a lot of sports over there, and my parents got divorced when I was 9 years old, and so I moved into Aina Haina. So it was like a big culture shock for me.
In what way?
A lot of my friends on the west side, you know, all Filipinos, and we used to hang out and skateboard and ride bikes, and moving to Aina Haina, it's more of a Caucasian and Asian community, so I had to make a lot of new friends and do a lot of things. So I went from skateboarding and riding bikes to playing video games and going to the beach a lot more.
It almost sounds like a cross-cultural experience as you describe it.
Definitely was.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would say my grandma had the largest influence on my life so far. And back then, she was a Catholic, and I was going to a Christian school. But my grandma really was there for me because my parents got divorced, and I really felt little to no love from them. But she was always the person there that rose me up, took care of me, and taught me a lot of great life lessons. And so I love my grandma very much.
Now, when you moved to Aina Haina, who did you stay with?
I stayed with my stepdad and my mom, and then we eventually had my half-sisters. So I have two of them now. They're amazing, Kristen and Emily. And so they're amazing. I love him, and I love my stepdad for taking me in and just being really loving, taking in a 9-year-old that he didn't even know, but he loved me like I was his own son.
Mm. What was your high school experiences like?
High school experience? I am a proud graduate of St. Louis School, home of the Crusaders. I actually, going into middle school, I got into all of the private schools, and my top two was St. Louis and Kamehameha. And I actually wanted to go to St. Louis because my friends from elementary school were going to go there too. But I found out that they tricked me and they went to Kamehameha, and I was like, oh no, now I'm at St. Louis. But St. Louis was an amazing school, taught me a lot about how to be a gentleman, a lot about respect and treating people right, and gave me a good foundation about really who Jesus is.
Yeah, well, when you talk about respect, getting to know who Jesus is, what do you mean by that?
Well, respect, first of all, you know, how to treat people the way that they were created to be treated. And so that goes back to the Bible about, you know, treating others how you would like to be treated. And so the thing about St. Louis is they have this really, the St. Louis gentleman, they call mm-hmm. it. So treating people right, even that goes into how to treat women properly in chivalry, which right now a lot of women and guys don't know how to do correctly. And about that foundation with Jesus, about, you know, like, where should Jesus be in your life? They always talked about how, you know, if Jesus isn't first in your life, then everything in your life is out of place. So it really set that foundation for the person I am today.
Mm-hmm. What languages do you speak?
I speak English. I can't do any accents, but my second is Hawaiian, Olelo Hawaii, no kava apau. So that's a really, really fun fact that people are amazed that I speak, because I am half Filipino, but I look full Filipino, and when the Hawaiian comes out, they're like, what?
How did you become a Christian?
I became a Christian in, I guess, in elementary school. My parents brought me to church, and I knew what it meant. And this is back when, actually, Pastor Joe Onasai of Destiny Christian Church was my youth pastor at Word of Life. And I would go because my mom made me, and I really liked the messages, and I thought it was really, really good to hear. And it was like everything that Pastor Joe talked about was going on in my life. But they always talked about this thing about lordship and surrendering your life to Christ. And starting from middle school and going to high school, they always talked about giving your life to God and surrendering your life to God. And I didn't want that, because I came from a divorced family. And I was really broken on the inside. I had a lot of scars that people couldn't see, because on the outside of life, I got great grades. I was in charge of all these clubs. I was playing sports, and like, things seemed great on the outside, but on the inside, I was broken. I was hurt, and people didn't see that. And I didn't want to give my whole life to God, because to mask the pain, I would go out after football games or basketball games, and we would party, and we would drink. I never smoked before, and a lot of the dating scene, I used that to really mask the hurt on the inside. And it wasn't until college where I finally gave my life to God. Had a lot of bad experiences happen to me, so that's what actually caused me to surrender.
Bad experiences, what kind?
So I have these different life phases that I like to talk about. So I have my BC days, and I have my BL days.
BC meaning?
So BC meaning before Christ, before I started going to church, and BL days. So my before lordship, before I gave my life to Christ. At this time, after college, I started in 2002, and I got introduced by my friends at UH, and they invited me to my church right now, which is Grace Bible Church, ProSide. I love it. And I was a leader there for many years, but I really lived a fake Christian life. So from 2002 to 2008, just lived a fake Christian life. On the inside, I knew what to say. I knew all the Bible verses. I knew how to disciple people, how to evangelize and bring people to God. But that same hurt stemming back from when I was hurt for my parents was still there, and how I continued to mask that pain with relationships. And so when I couldn't find a girl, a woman to, you know, fill that void, and if things didn't work out, we would break up and I would find another one. But at that point, I got into a long-term relationship in college, and she was like my everything. She was my God. And right off the bat, she was the idol, and God wasn't God, and she was God. And that's why I knew everything was bad. But I still didn't want to give my life to Christ, because she was here, she was tangible, and I was like, all right, God, you're up there somewhere, but this girl's right here, and I can see her and touch her, so I'm going to find all of my comfort in her. So we dated for 3.5 years, and some of it was fruitful. Well, we brought her family to Christ, and they're still really strong right now. I love them a lot. But the bad thing was that as she wanted her relationship with Christ to grow, I was like gravity. And I was holding her back from what God really wanted to do in her life. And for me, I was a Christian on Sundays and on my grace group days. That's days where we would meet up and talk about life and talk about the message. And the rest of the week, I was living my life in sin and just a lot of impurity. And all of a sudden, it was in 2008 where my life came crashing down. In May 2008, she ended up breaking up with me. And I thought my life was over and I had nothing else to live for. I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to just end it all. And so in June of that year, I tried to win her back, you know, get her back. I wrote like a love song for her and tried to spend a lot of time with her. And she didn't want anything to do with me.
Josh, we're right on the threshold right now. And I want you to, we've got to hear the rest of the story when we come back from our break, whether you got her back or not. And what happened as a result. I don't know about you today, dear friend, as you listen to Josh, I don't know if you've ever had your heart broken in a relationship where you put all your hope in that person. You understand then what he means when he says that person was his God. He essentially worshipped her. Maybe you have worshipped someone else. Maybe it's happening right now. When we come back, Josh DeGracia will share with us what happened when he tried to win his girlfriend back. You don't want to miss this now. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner.
Friday, June 19th.
Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry
presents the 18th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club.
Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register.
Teams are filling fast. Register today.
Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year.
Friday, June 19th.
Register at jccy.org.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
A moment of heartbreak. You know, you could never really tell. Sometimes emotions swell so high in relationships that we're not even able to think and reason or rationalize properly, healthily. And sometimes that's the very place when our hearts are broken. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Amashiro, along with Joshua DeGracia. He's our featured guest today. If you want to find out more about Joshua and his ministry, Know God, Know Love, KGKL.org. KGKL.org. If you'd like to hear this program in its entirety, maybe you're tuning in right now, you can get this free program, free podcast, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Josh, you left us. We were waiting. You just got word from your girlfriend, whom you were head over heels for, to say the least. She wanted to break up with you, and you were making an attempt to get her back. What happened?
No, going back, I forgot to mention that during that time, and I was trying to hold her back from God, and I was actually a really bad boyfriend back then. And so I thought about, all right, if I could be nice to her and try to win her back, maybe it can happen. And so, like, I wrote her a song and tried to spend more time with her, but she wanted nothing to do with me. And my friends at the church came to a point where, all right, Josh, you guys are both at this church. Are you gonna leave or are you gonna stay? And I'm like, I'm gonna stay. And for 2 more weeks, I tried to win her back, and I wanted nothing to do with God because I was so upset at him. And what ended up happening is that, right, I can't get her back. I'm going to take my life because I have nothing else to live for. So what I did is I hiked up Makapu'u, the lighthouse trail, and I got to the top where you can oversee Sea Life Park and the ocean, and I was going to jump off. And so I climbed, across over the gate, and I was looking down at the ground, and I'm in tears right now. I'm really pondering life and just wondering, is this what my life has come to? Just this right here, this looking at death and not knowing what I have left in life. And I looked over the cliff and I thought to myself, all right, God, if I jump, I better make sure that I die because I don't want to be, you know, paraplegic or paralyzed. I'd rather die. That was the plea I had with God. And all of a sudden, I heard all these things, this voice talking to me, and it was, Josh, I love you. I love you. Like, I have great things planned for your life. Behind your pain will be great purpose. And I was like, what's going on right now? And I love you. I love you. I love you. I want you to go back home. I have great plans for you. So after fighting that for 3 minutes, I hopped back on the trail and I went back home, and I was really in awe. Was that God, or what was that? And I went back home and I was like, all right, I'm alive. Maybe she wants me back. So I got back into my little pity party, and I tried to win her back for another month. And on July 17th, after failing time and time again, I thought that life was not worth living again. And I decided to take my life again. What I did this time had nothing to do with jumping off a cliff or being in a bad car accident, but I purchased a firearm, and with the gun I was going to commit suicide. So I was sitting down and I wrote a letter, and I put the gun in my mouth, and just the thought of having cold steel like in your mouth just gives you the chills just thinking about it. And being in that situation, I was like, this is it. I don't know what to do with my life anymore. And I thought about, okay, if I shoot myself, I better make sure I pull the trigger so I die and I'm not brain dead for the rest of my life. So that was the plea I had with God again. And before I did it, my hand was shaking like vigorously, and I was crying, and there God came again, like, I love you. I want you to go to church tonight. And I was like, oh, no way I'm not going to church tonight. Like, are you crazy? And then he said again, I love you. I love you. I love you. It doesn't matter what you went through. What matters is what you do moving forward. And no matter what you did, I still love you. And with those words, it just overtook my heart, how that void of being empty on the inside, I could feel God's love just filling all of that. Like I didn't need, a human touch to give me worth, but it was God's love that was just overtaking it. So I went to church that night, and our pastor, Billy Lyle, was preaching about sowing into godly character and pulling the roots out of my life. And it was weird because for the first time in my life, I could actually feel God. Like he was there with me the entire time. And when he did the altar call and asked for those that want to give their life to God, raise your hand. And there I was raising my hand, both hands up. And I was a leader back then. And one of my friends was like, Josh, you know that you raised your hand? And I was like, yeah. And from that moment on, I loved Jesus every single day. And I failed him, of course, many times. But that's where I started my real walk with God, with true lordship.
So that would be your the transition of your BL moment, your before lordship moment. And now, and years later, you've been following the Lord. How would you attribute that to the healing of your heart having been, you know, broken, shattered in your relationship? Someone today might be at a point of great sadness because of loss, a loss of a relationship, misunderstanding, feeling inadequate, broken because of that. What would you say helped you heal in that process?
My favorite verse right now is Romans 5:8. It talks about how, but God demonstrates his love for us. While we were still sinners, he died for us. And the crazy thing behind that is that blows my mind, and I keep reading it or just thinking about it, is that Jesus Christ died for you, knowing that you might never, ever love him back. And that's unconditional. And back where I was and going through that healing phase, I realized that, you know, Jesus Christ made my heart and he was there in everything. And so why was I giving my heart to everything else but the creator who made it? So I was giving my heart and all my emotions to the created and not the creator. And when I finally came to that submission that, okay, God, you know what? You're Lord of everything. And if you made the world, you made me, and you made me for greater purpose, I need to make sure that I give you my heart. Like, break me down completely and finally rebuild me so you can use me the way that however you wanted me to do, whatever you wanted me to do, God. And so that's my, if you're out there listening and you know you're going through a lot of heartbreak and someone just keeps hurting your heart, or it might be from a relationship or a family member, just know that God loves you no matter what. And no matter what you're going through, he'll never leave nor forsake you.
I'm looking at your shirt, Joshua. It says, no God, no love. That's part of the clothing design that you have. You gave me this nice shoulder bag. Very popular nowadays. I see the design there. How did you start this ministry, and how did you get the name?
Okay, so after my BL days, so I was excited to just dig into the Bible and the Word and spend time with God and meet with mentors and pastors and getting healed. And I had this fire within me to, you know what, God, if you can change my life, you can change my friends' lives as well. So I went out and I really irritated them because I was basically like, all right, God, this is what Jesus did in my life. And they're all like, wow, like, Josh, you went from killing yourself to, like, loving Jesus. Like, if God can do that in your life, I'm pretty sure he can do it in my life because I seem a lot less messed up than him. And I was like, yeah, you can. So Jesus used me to get a bunch of my friends saved. And the whole issue came up about devotions. They're like, Josh, what are these devotion things? And I'm like, oh, you know, you read the Bible, you meditate on it, pray to God, and all that good stuff. And they asked me, but we don't know what to read. And I had the idea, all right, God, I'm gonna move forward and take initiative. And I told them, all right, guys, if I write down a few Bible verses and write what they mean, what the context, can you guys pray on your own? And they're like, yeah. So this is back in the days of MySpace. And so I would post it on the main message board so everyone else could read it too. And for the first 2 days that I did it, I called it Chicken Soup for Da Soul. So, you know, try to put some, you know, island flavor in there. And on the third day of doing of reading my Bible and doing that for my friends, I was reading 1 John 4, and I talked about, you know, if you know God, you know love. And I was like, wow, that's a cool play on words. And so, like, no God, no love, no God, no love with the N-O. And I was like, wow, that's cool. I'm going to call it that. And that went on for a few months, and people, not my friends, started messaging me on MySpace, like, you know, I'm going through with this. What does the Bible say about anger or bitterness? And so that really, I was excited because I wanted to find out what the Bible said so I could help and encourage them. And that led to me starting a blog the following year. And my main goal was to find friends and find a team that used their spiritual gifts to advance and spread God's kingdom. So I ended up with writers, photographers, graphic artists, and we combined and we made a blog. And I was so excited because we would write about different topics or different series, like the Call of Duty or relationships or what does God want from your life? Or what is God going to do in your life? And the first month that we did it, we had 200 visitors. And I was like, wow, that's so cool, guys. Look, people around the world are reading our stuff. But through faithfully doing it, it caught fire. It went from 200 in 1 month to like 20,000 to like 50,000, and just all over the world, people sending us emails, and it's just blowing up that way. And then God, like, called me out in a huge step of faith. And this was in 2010. And God told me, all right, Josh, you've brought people to your page. Now I want you to go out to people. And I'm like, what are you talking about, God?
Okay, so now it goes from 200 to 20,000 to 50,000. And, yeah, when he says blowing up, it's gaining attraction beyond anything that he could have ever thought. You know, there is a passage in Scripture, Ephesians, says, my God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. Well, Joshua de Gracia was experiencing that. But, you know, he heard the Lord at Makapu when he stood at the precipice of the rocks, thinking of committing suicide. And he heard the Lord whisper to him. I don't know, whisper, shout, yell, whatever. And then he had a gun in his mouth, and God again spoke. And so Josh has heard the Lord rescue him time and again. Now the Lord is going to share with him something about a next step. When we come back, he'll talk about that and also how it could impact you when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He certainly has an ability to communicate his story in explicit fashion. By the way, when we come back to the word explicit, he'll talk about in an explicit way about an explicit ministry and some explicit speaking opportunities that he's had, and about this movement that's taking place in Hawaii called Explicit. But before our break, Joshua DeGracia again was going to hear from God as he spoke. His blog was growing, went up to over 50,000 people, followers, and then a transition. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. If you want to find out more about Joshua DeGracia, kgkl.org. And to find out more about our program, The Good Life Hawaii, thegoodlifehawaii.com, and get this free podcast and other resources. Okay, Josh, so what happened? I mean, it seems like if you were riding this wave, 200, then it goes to 2,000, then 20,000, then 50,000. You know, you just keep staying on the crest of that wave, but there was a shift. What was that shift?
So the blog was growing, like to 50,000 plus a month. And I guess during that time, I just wanted to serve all my friends and help them, you know, live their dreams out or fulfill their dreams. And my good friend, Jessica Hoffman, who now does great things in Los Angeles and New York, she was doing a women's conference, and she asked me to help. And I was there just helping and serving food and drinks to the 400 ladies she had at her event. And I was breaking down and putting away chairs, and God told me, "Okay, now I want you to do this." I'm like, "What do you mean this? I want you to do conferences like this." And I'm like, "Oh, you are kidding me. I don't know anything about doing conferences." And so my best friend John, I told him about what God called us to do. And I was like, "I have no idea what to do, and this is a huge step of faith." But at the end of that conversation, the main thing was to be faithful and obey. And so what did we do? We planned our first conference, had no idea what we were going to do. And God kept showing us vision as we walked in obedience. So we called it Passion and Purity. It was in 2010, and it was held at the Philcom Center. And my friends and I, we gathered it and made it happen. And we had 125 people attend. And the amazing thing about it is that, you know, people came and really grasped onto passion for their lives. We had, I think, over 12 people that received Christ, and I was like, all right, God, you're amazing. And after that day ended, I was like, all right, I'll done with conferences, never doing it ever again. And that summer, God was, after our youth camp, God was like, all right, I want you to do the next conference. And I'm like, all right, God, I don't want to do it. And he's like, what I give you, I can easily take away and give it to someone else. I was like, all right, you win again. And he wanted us to focus it on relationships and dating. So we called it Crazy Stupid Love. And we had myself, Pastor Key Omo, Pastor Billy Lyle, and Freddie Rodriguez be the speakers. And we talked about love in this generation and about, you know, how to live properly godly relationships. That was held at the Design Center. And we had over 200 people there. So we doubled. And we skipped a year. And in 2013, just to rest, and I went to the Every Nation School of Ministry. And the following year, we did our third conference, which was called Love Is. And Pastor Mike and Lisa Kai allowed us to use Inspire Church. And we had over 350 people attend that conference. And it was amazing. And we just finished our fourth conference called Loveology at Inspire again. We had myself, Tiffany Thurston, Brandon Ahu, and Tayal Tavaga be the speakers. Had more than 30 people receive Christ and hundreds healed. And it's been amazing. And God just gave me a vision for the next conference. And super stoked about, you know, not just doing conferences, but all the other opportunities, speaking-wise, going on TV, the churches, the conferences that God's been in. I believe, you know, it's been because of the obedience and faithfulness that, if you're listening to this out there and you're like, wow, I'm not doing conferences or speaking or anything, and you guys know what the big thing is just no matter what God gives you, no matter how big or how little, just be faithful with that. In the gospel, it talks about if you can be trusted with little, you can be trusted with much. So it all, you know, holds on what you do with whatever God gives you and how you use that talent to go out and not only help yourself, but God's kingdom and the others around you as well.
You're part of another conference ministry. Talk to us about this ministry called Explicit. How did you get involved?
Okay, so this Explicit movement, I would say now, it was started by Pastor Michelle Okimura of Hope Chapel LifeSpring. And she called me up last year, and she's like, hi, you never heard me before, and I got your number from my good friend, and I heard about your story, and I want to meet with you. So we met at a coffee shop, and Michelle, oh, she's the most outgoing, just lively person, and she's amazing. And she asked me about, all right, so I heard you do conferences, and that you have this ministry, and I would like you to speak at our Explicit conference. And I was like, all right, Explicit conference, I've never heard of it before. And so she told me that, you know, her heart was for the youth and about bringing healthy, godly relationships to them, you know, first with God and then with, you know, like purity with boys and girls, and then, of course, with their parents. And I was on board. I was really excited. And I was like, I prayed about it. And within an hour after praying, God was like, all right, I want you to help Michelle and just do whatever it takes to make it happen. And the first Explicit youth conference was in this past September. There were over 500 youth that attended, and I know that there are over 250 adults. So the adults went for the parent teaching portion of it, and the youth stayed. And I had the honor of speaking at a workshop, and I talked about happily ever after, about are you looking to God first, or are you looking to another person? And a lot about, you know, not just going out and finding the right person, but it's about becoming the right person first. And Explicit, it's grown a lot. And Michelle met with me earlier this year, and she told me how God gave her this big vision. So the vision that God gave Michelle with Explicit is that it went from one conference last year to four conferences this year. There was a junior high conference that happened a few months ago. And this coming August, actually August 6th to 8th, we're going to be having the Explicit Young Adult Conference at Assembly of God at Red Hill. And that's for August 6th to 8th. And it's going to be featuring like Dan Chun, Pastor Mark Palumpo, Pastor Carson, Marianne Logan, and it's for young adults. And I'm really excited to be a part of that as well.
You talk about hurt times in your life out of which you're able to speak to young people. You mentioned parents going to the conference for a teaching section. How was your relationship? You talked early on about some, you hinted on some hurtful moments when you were growing up. You know, for example, whenever a Father's Day comes around, does that bring up memories? Is there any kind of healing that has taken place? How is that for you?
Whenever Father's Day rolls around, you know, I always go back and I think about my relationship with my dad. And, you know, it's, God's definitely done a lot, but, you know, I'm not really there yet with the complete healing.
Josh, when you talk about not really being there yet, you speak to many, many people. But many people are actually one person who listens to us, who hears us right now speaking as you are heart to heart with me, heart to heart with them. One person. The healing process, someone today might not really be ready. As you talk about not really being ready, there was something that happened, a process that you went through. When we come back from our break, could you talk about that? Could you share about that with me, with our listener?
Sure thing.
Because when you talk about not being ready, you connect with someone who is not ready. But what happens? Could it be that when we are not ready and we're able to say we're not ready, that still qualifies as being part of a process of a certain level of readiness to move to a next phase that could eventually lead to healing? When we come back, Joshua DeGracia, stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner.
Friday, June 19th.
Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry
presents the 18th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club.
Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register.
Teams are filling fast. Register today.
Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year.
Friday, June 19th.
Register at jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You know, it's like those moments when you feel, yes, I need to forgive someone, but I don't want to forgive them. And I'm not ready to forgive him. at least you're honest about it. At least I'm honest about it. When, you know, if we can relate with one another, having gone through it, or maybe you're going through it right now, I think being honest with God about those things is very profound and important, because the Lord can move in our lives when we're honest. And it could be, well, maybe I should just put it in the form of a question. Could it be when we say we're not ready? Yes, we are not ready, but could it possibly be that that's a step forward in possibly being ready over the course of time? There is also a prayer that we could pray, and you may or may not be at this place right now, but maybe after you listen to Joshua DeGracia, our guest today, you might be more open to it. I've said this prayer before. Lord, I'm not ready. Help me to be ready. I can't say honestly that I'm willing to take this step right now, but if you are able and so desirous of making me ready to do it, then have your way. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. You can find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get this program in its entirety and share it with friends. And find out more about Joshua DeGracia at KGKL, that stands for No God, No Love, .org. KGKL.org. So when a Father's Day rolls around, Joshua DeGracia, how does that impact you?
Father's Day, you know, I love my dad, but you know, it always goes back.
And you're talking about your biological real dad.
It always goes back to how things were in the past. I know we can't, I don't want to stay there, but it definitely brings me back, because that's where a lot of the hurt came in my life. So even going back to, you know, when he and my mom had their verbal arguments, and to the time they got divorced, to my dad used to always be my coach for sports, and how he was really hard on me. And I tried forgiving, because, you know, when you choose to forgive, it's not a one-time thing. It's a process. And choosing to forgive every time those times come up. And my dad moved away from Hawaii, so he actually lives in the mainland with my stepmom. And he's made some choices that I didn't agree with. And when, even as being an adult and being a Christian, I still hurt, and I still need to deal with my feelings. And when Father's Day comes around, you know, I get bitterness. Bitterness comes up. And there's times where I really don't want to call my dad up on that Sunday and be like, "Hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. I appreciate you." And the funny thing is that, you know, when I talk about, like, father issues with my fellow friends, and even when I go out to preach, that, you know, a lot of people have father issues. So if that's you out there, I just want to really encourage you that, you know, me too, I'm dealing with it right now. And at the end of it, you know, if you're having issues with your dad, what I came to realize that without that person, we couldn't have been brought into this world. And even if it doesn't look like they love you, or they might keep hurting you, you know, there's times and even when Jesus had to turn the other cheek, and just to show compassion and to show love. And I'm actually preaching to myself right now as I prepare to, the next time I see or talk to my dad, to just not have bitterness and really resentment when I talk to him, but do it with a loving heart, just to realize that, you know, one day, that no matter what's happening or going on with your life right now, that your dad may not be there forever. And so to not have a regret, you know, this is how I treated my dad and now he's gone, but I guess moving forward, try to make the most out of every time you get to see or talk with your father.
What about, Joshua, and this is going to sound like I'm pushing back, but maybe you can answer this. You've gone through hurt. Someone listening today might say, "Well, okay, you've been hurt, but I really have been hurt by my dad. So much so that I have vowed to get back at him. You know, he's not going to get off free from this, what he's done. I've been scarred by this." So someone is at that point. they're not thinking about calling dad today. They're not ready to do that. What would you say to someone who is at that place in their life when it comes to their father?
You know, I would say that no matter how big that void is, or no matter how big that scar or that hurt is, that God loves you. And Scripture talks about how God is a father to the fatherless. And even right now with life, that I still have trust issues, because, you know, when God tells me something, and all of God's promises in the Bible apply to each and every one of us, that there's times where I have a hard time believing God's faithfulness for me, because I'll go back to what my dad told me and about him failing me time and time again. But just knowing that God will never fail me like how my dad did, it's so reassuring. And I had a lot of vengeance for my dad. If you're out there and you might even thinking of, like, if your dad died, you wouldn't go to the funeral. Hey, me too. I was at that spot. But the more I let God into my life and work on me in those different areas, I guess the more compassion. And if you're hurting, like, don't turn to substance. Don't turn to anything that will make the situation worse or feel better for a temporary time. Like, just give it to God, because if you give it to alcohol or drugs or a woman, you know, the buzz will be gone after a few days or after a few hours. But God's love is eternal, and you can't put a price on that.
Joshua, pray for our friend right now who may need someone to pray for them as they go through this rough time, struggling to forgive dad or someone else.
All right. Father God, we thank you for every listener that is out there tuning into this show right now. God, and we know that you are working on the hearts. No matter what has happened in the past, God, we know that there's hurt. God, that there might be pain, and there might be feelings of never ever wanting to forgive, or having these thoughts where, you know what, dad, I don't care about you. I don't love you. But God, you have not called us to be really resentful, God, but God, you have called us to love and forgive and to just rise above that bar, God. So God, right now we pray, even though as I'm talking and Danny's talking, God, that you are working on those people's hearts right now, Father. So God, we just pray for those walls of doubt, God, those walls of fear to be broken, but in the name of Jesus, God. God, and we pray that you send a fresh wind through their heart, God. God, we pray that your spirit move through that person, God, and no matter what happened in the past, God, that you are focusing on their future, God, and how you are a God of reconciliation. God, you are a God that can heal every situation, no matter how hurt, no matter how hard it may seem, God. You have already overcome on the cross, God. So God, we pray for those hearts to be open, God, and to forgive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Joshua, I appreciate your sensitivity, your tenderness, and your willingness to speak out of your life, to share your story. It's easy to talk about all our successes, and you have experienced a good deal of that in your life. But there's a certain level of profundity and substantiality when someone is able to speak from areas that they have experienced pain. Somehow it connects with me, it connects with our listener, because we all have experienced, we can relate with that. And you're a man of faith. God gives you an impression, he speaks to you, you act on it. You really took it seriously when you made the Lord Jesus the Lord of your life. Josh, we've got about a minute left. A parting shot to our listeners as we consider this big conference event coming up with Explicit. What would you say?
Before that, I just want to thank my No God, No Love team for all your support, guys. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. Shout out, though. If you're a young adult and, you know, you're really need some relational help the godly way, definitely come out to this event. The website is explicityouth.com for more information. And I just want to thank you, Danny, for your time and just allowing me to be a guest on your show. I'm super honored.
Well, the blessing is ours. And really, it's just Joshua DeGracia being yourself and sharing as you have. You know, nowadays, when we talk about faith and life, it's easy to speak theoretically about things and talk about ideas and vision. But quite often, much of what we say does not materialize. And there's reasons for that. But when you come across a person who sees a vision from God, and then a few months later and a few years later, a few blogs later, you are reading, you are taking part in something that becomes life-transforming, life-changing. It brings heaven to earth, as we say in the Lord's Prayer, on earth as it is in heaven. Well, God has used Joshua DeGracia to be that conduit in this season of life, in this day and age, to make that difference. So, Brother Josh, I thank you again for your time and coming here. And I hope, dear one, as you've heard, that you were encouraged by the insights from Joshua DeGracia. You can find out more about him, kgkl.org. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect. And, you know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect time for you, we believe, for you to open your heart to Christ. Would you do it? Would you do it? We hope so. We pray so. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special message set up for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Joshua DeGracia, kgkl.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.